In Syria, airstrikes on rebel strongholds in the northern part of the country have killed dozens of people. Regional correspondent Nathan Morley has this report.
Airstrikes hit towns in Idlib and Aleppo provinces, killing at least 20 people, and came as human rights groups said around 28,000 people had disappeared after being abducted by soldiers of President Assad's militia. They say they have the names of 18,000 people missing since anti-government protests began some 18 months ago. They also say they know of another 10,000 cases. The Syrian government has so far not commented on the claims, but in the past has denied reports of human rights abuses. Meanwhile, the conflict in Syria is likely to descend into all-out sectarian war, as the international community remains divided on how to end the conflict. That's according to the UN human rights chief, Navi Pillay.
Thousands and thousands of men, women and children have already been killed, injured, tortured, displaced. By remaining divided, the international community is enabling continuation of the suffering and helping create the circumstances for a wider regional conflict. The longer this vicious conflict continues, the more lethal it becomes, not just for Syria's own long-term future, but also for the entire region.
Ms. Pillay said that the indiscriminate use of heavy weaponry by government forces may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.